Chapter 3. Anakin spends the whole launch watching the fish. He thinks he should probably pay more attention. Coruscant is still one of the most amazing places he has seen, and he doesn't think he'll ever get tired of it. All those high buildings, the hundreds and thousands of ships coming and going, all those people. He's never, ever going to get used to it. But there's the fish in a tank. On a spaceship. There's colorful stuff in the tank, kind of like rock, which is sticking every which way. Kind of looks like it's grown. And as the ship hums with the launch, the fish flitter in and out of countless hidey holes amidst the weird-shaped rocks, and the face plants darting forward and hiding again and darting forward, and they never do it the exact same way twice. Every movement is new, fluid dance. Their scales shimmering in every color he's ever seen, and a lot he hasn't. And it keeps coming back to him. It's water. They're swimming in water. The owner of the ship has tanks full of crystal clear water just for these fish. Even the huts can't afford this much water just to keep stuff in. Anakin, I'm going to pop out for a moment. I need to ask Kenobi where we're actually going,
Qui-Gon says, and Anakin draws his eyes away from the flicker of color.
I can wait here, Master Qui-Gon, Anakin offers quickly.
Don't touch anything.
Qui-Gon says, sighing and smiling and ruffling his hair as he passes him by. And then Anakin is alone in the ship's kitchen.
It's bigger than their living room on Tatooine, back in the quarter row. There are metal counters running down two walls, meeting at the corner. They're covered with not just kitchen appliances, but other stuff too. Plants, obviously. But also machinery, and what looks like something Anakin had seen in passing in the clinic when they had removed his slave chip. Medical stuff. The last wall, the one with the door in it, is completely covered in pipework, with plants sticking out of every available opening from it. Anakin stares at the wall of plants for a moment. How they just hang out of their pots and from the pipes, with small overhead lights aimed to them, lighting up their leaves. The lights aimed at the plants are the only lights in the kitchen. The rest of the light is coming through the tanks. It's a little like what Anakin thinks magic is like. On Tatooine, everything is white or sand-colored and blindingly bright. Here, in this kitchen, the light is mostly blue and flickering and magical. Turning his eyes back to the tanks, Anakin decides that this place, right now, right this moment, this very kitchen, might be his favorite place in the universe. And never mind what happens next, whether Qui-Gon can take him as his apprentice or not, Anakin will have this in his memory to keep. This place. Hugging himself a bit for warmth, Anakin sits down on his knees by the tanks and just watches the fish swim around in the tank. The water is jostling inside a bit as the ship shakes. They must be coming off the atmosphere now. The fish, though a bit agitated, don't seem too frightened. And the moment they settle into the usual level of standard gravity, they and the water settle down. Soon after, they're swimming around the column of colorful, weird rocks that run the length of the tank, while above, more water pours in. There's a column of bubbles rising from amidst the colorful rocks and the fake plants in the tank. It's pretty. Anakin? Qui-Gon speaks behind him,
Who even knows how much later? And Anakin almost jumps out of his skin. "Yeah, Mr. Qui-Gon?" Anakin asks, moving to get up. Qui-Gon looks at him, and for a moment he looks thoughtful. Then he smiles and comes to crouch by him. He looks up at the tank.
"In core worlds, it's common for people to keep fish as pets," the Jedi says. "They are very aesthetically pleasing, aren't they?"
Anakin looks at the tanks. "I guess," he says. "I mean, yeah, they're pretty, but it's more than that, isn't it? It has to be. This sort of thing, it's gotta be a bit about showing off. Even if the fish are part of the plant systems, it's still ridiculous somehow. Ridiculous and overblown and amazing. How rich do you have to have fish just for show?" Qui-Gon looks at him like he understands and sympathizes, and doesn't know how to explain. He makes that face a lot when Anakin gets distracted by things that to him are normal, but which Anakin hasn't seen before and thus thinks are amazing. When they aren't, actually. Except there is no way this stuff is normal anywhere, right? Anakin clears his throat and forces himself to look away from the fish. So, where are we going? He asks.
"We're heading to the headquarters of the Jedi Agricultural Service Corps," Qui-Gon says. "Kenobi is going to be dropping off some samples and giving reports and whatnot, and getting started on new assignments. Our duty is to keep up with him and not get in his way."
Anakin nods slowly.
He still doesn't get why they're here at all. But now he minds it a lot less. If all weird Jedi distractions are this amazing, he probably won't ever mind any of them.
"Okay, I'll try not to get in anyone's way."
"I'm sure you won't," Qui-Gon says, and looks up at the tank.
Around them, the ship jolts, and there's that sensation of being stretched that Anakin has figured always happens when a ship jumps into hyperspace. It lasts for a little longer than he's used to. On the Naboo cruisers, it was there and gone. Here it sort of lags out. But eventually it passes, and the ship settles. The fish, he notes, don't even seem to notice.
"How long until we get to the agricultural place?" Anakin asks.
"On this ship? A day or so," Qui-Gon says. "We'd better settle in and make ourselves comfortable. As much as we can without getting in the way, at any rate."
Anakin nods and sighs.
"Guess that's his cue to leave the fish alone," he thinks with disappointment, and stands up.
"Master Qui-Gon, sir?" he asks, resting a hand against the tank, and then quickly jerking it back when he realizes he's leaving a handprint on it.
"How long are we going to be, observing?"
"I don't know yet, Anakin. Hopefully not for longer than days, weeks at most," Qui-Gon says, and runs a hand over his chin, thoughtful. "I'll see what I can do to make this as comfortable for you as possible in the meantime, but we had better get prepared for the long haul. Now, are you hungry?"
Anakin shakes his head. They'd eaten at the Jedi Temple.
"I'm good, Master," he says. He kind of wants to stay and watch the fish a little longer, but this sounds like he can't.
Should I go to my cabin, or..."
Qui-Gon hesitates, and then straightens his back as they hear steps coming from the hallway outside.
"Through the fourth level, Allergens. Should have gotten medical records before,"
the messy-haired guy mutters to what turns out to be another hovering droid that's following him. "Did you bring your medical records?" the man asks them when he reaches the doorway. "I need to know how well you're vaccinated." Qui-Gon frowns.
"Surely we're not going to come in contact with diseases here,"
he asks, sounding worried.
"Allergens, perhaps, but..."
"I work on worlds with less than stellar infrastructure, usually little in the way of water treatment, and sometimes that includes no sewer systems whatsoever. With poor sewer management comes diseases," the younger man says, and looks between them. "If you don't have your vaccines in order, you're going to have to get vaccinated in the greenhouse, or you're not coming with me anywhere." Anakin frowns, looking between frowning Qui-Gon and the young guy, and then lifts a hand.
"Master Qui-Gon, what's vaccines?" he asks.
The younger man looks down at him, for a moment looking confused.
"Are you kidding?" he asks slowly.
Anakin shakes his head and looks at Qui-Gon hesitantly.
Qui-Gon sighs and shakes his head. "Very well. Anakin is going to need everything in that case. My vaccination should be up to date, galactic average, but it has been time since I've had the need to seek vaccinations for more exotic diseases."
The young guy looks between them, frowning a little.
"Right, okay,"
he says, and then shakes his head.
"I need blood tests."
Qui-Gon looks like he's about to argue, but then seems to decide against it.
"All right,"
he says, and turns to Anakin.
"Come along, Annie."
Anakin nods and follows Qui-Gon as he follows
Kenobi? So this guy is Obi-Wan Kenobi? Jedi really make him miss the Naboo. In Naboo, people were all polite and everyone got announced by name, so no one was confused about who anyone was. It was really handy. In the Jedi Temple, everyone just sort of knows, so no one is introduced. Apparently, it's the same here. Great.
We follow Kenobi from the kitchen, through the archway of plants that is the corridor, and into one of the laboratories. There are racks of plants there, too, but they don't dominate everything the same way they do in the rest of the spaceship. Here, the walls are covered by backlit shelves and coolers, with hundreds, thousands of glass vials and uniform racks, and what looks like plastoid sacks of... sand, maybe? Probably not, though. There's also long tables full of machinery and stuff, and what looks like a sink. As Anakin and Qui-Gon hesitate by the doorway, Kenobi goes to get a pair of plastoid gloves, snapping them on before getting out some equipment.
More glass vials, and an injector gun, which Anakin assumes isn't actually for injecting stuff.
While Anakin concentrates on the threat of needles, Qui-Gon looks around, curious.
"Seeds?"
he asks, motioning at the sacks.
"Hmm,"
Kenobi answers, taking the injector gun and fitting a glass vial to it.
"Who wants to go first?"
he asks, holding the injector gun like, well, a gun. Qui-Gon steps forward and pulls up his sleeve as Anakin watches. Kenobi uses a wad and some foul-smelling stuff to wipe the skin clean, considers Qui-Gon's inner arm for a moment, and then snaps the gun against Qui-Gon's skin. There's a click, and the vial he added in, which is really only big enough for a couple of drops, fills with blood. Qui-Gon steps back while Kenobi turns to remove the vial from the gun, handing it to the monitor droid hovering about him.
"Started on that,"
he says, and then turns to tinker with the gun, disinfecting it before putting in a new vial and turning to Anakin. Anakin hesitates just for a moment, and then steps forward, holding out his arm. He very resolutely doesn't ask if it hurts when Kenobi wipes his arm clean and then places the injector on it. It does hurt a little, a sort of pinch, and then it's over. Anakin quickly looks down at his arm. Where the pinch had happened, there's a smear of green stuff. "Your thing is leaking?" Anakin says, worried. "Stuff in wounds? That's how you get infections." "It applies back down injection point automatically," Kenobi says, taking the vial of Anakin's blood off the gun and standing up. "You can wipe it off in 10 minutes. "Oh," Anakin says, eyes widening, and lifts his arms, tugging at his skin to stare at the little green smear. "Bacta. That's Bacta?" "That's awesome," Anakin murmurs. "When will the test be done?" Qui-Gon asks, coming to rest a hand on Anakin's back. "MD4? Kenobi asks.
10 minutes, 48 seconds,
the droid says, where it... he? Is putting the vial into some sort of high-tech-looking machine.
Per test. So, 21 minutes and 26 seconds.
Kenobi considers the little vial of blood he's holding, and then looks at Qui-Gon. "I can test this for other things," he then says slowly. "I have the equipment. Since the kid doesn't have any vaccines, apparently." Qui-Gon considers that, looking down at Anakin, who tilts his head to look back.
"I would appreciate it. Thank you," Qui-Gon then says.
"You're testing me for diseases?" Anakin asks, feeling a throb of that old terror at the thought of getting sick. Every time you got sick with something other than common kids' illnesses, there was a risk of it being either bad enough that it needed actual treatment, so bad for a master to bother paying for treatment, or something survivable, that then lowered your monetary value. "I'm healthy, Master Qui-Gon, sir, I promise."
"Never hurts to be sure," Qui-Gon smiles, squeezing his shoulder gently.
Kenobi looks between them, frowning, and then turns away, walking to the side table where the droid is waiting by the test machines.
"Those tests will take a bit longer. Come back in half an hour. I should have results for you then. And in the meanwhile, we won't touch anything,"
Qui-Gon promises, and gently tugs on Anakin's shoulder.
"Come on, Annie. Let's go see about our cabins."
Anakin peers around in his cabin thoughtfully. The room isn't that big compared to the other rooms on the ship. One wall is completely taken by the 3-level bunk bed, the other by the plant wall, and between the two there is only space for a small table, a chair, and the door.
Barely enough space to turn around in.
In the Naboo cruiser, he hadn't had a cabin. Everything had been taken by the Queen's retinue and handmaidens and the soldiers. Even Qui-Gon hadn't had a cabin there. There just hadn't been enough space. He and Qui-Gon had slept in one of the storage rooms, Qui-Gon on just a blanket, and Anakin wrapped up in Qui-Gon's cloak. It had been nice, kinda. Here, he has 3 beds to choose from, and a wall of plants. So, yeah, Anakin doesn't mind how cramped it is. While Qui-Gon does whatever, probably meditates, in his cabin, Anakin peers at the wall of plants. They grow out of pipes here. There's in total 6 long, big pipes that run the length of the wall, with holes in them. The plants come out of the holes. Inside, the pipes are filled with weird, porous, pebbles, and Anakin can hear the trickle of water inside. The pipes are on a slight angle, tilted toward the room and away from the wall, so the plants sort of hang out of it, leaning toward him. On the wall, there are exactly 54 plants, 9 growing out of each pipe. Some of them are the same plants, but there's at least 7 different types. Ones with bigger leaves, with smaller leaves, one that grows out in long strands, while another has grown into a huge bundle of leaves. They smell amazing. The whole ship smells amazing, really, but here, Anakin dares to stick his face closer to the plants. Since these ones are apparently edible, they're probably not poisonous. They smell like spices, a bit. There's another smell, too, but that seems to be everywhere in the ship. A sort of wet smell, like water storage. But that makes sense, since there's water running through the walls everywhere. How the ship hasn't rusted inside out with this much water running through everything, he'd like to know. Anakin is in process of figuring out how the pipes work. The water is flowing constantly, coming from one end of the bigger plant pipes and flowing out the other, when there's a knock on the open doorway. Kenobi. Knocking on the wall between his and Qui-Gon's cabins. "I'm finished with the tests," he says, and holds out 2 data pads. One to Qui-Gon, and another to Anakin.
"You're fine. The kid is allergic to lots of seafood, shellfish mainly, but that's about it. He is going to need an immune booster, too. Looks like he's about to get a cold, but aside from that, he's healthy."
"That's good news," Qui-Gon says, accepting his data pad and looking it over. "Shellfish," Anakin repeats and takes the data pad. There's a long litany of words on the thing, for things he's never heard of before. And a bunch of food stuff? After everything, there's a number. 1 to 100, judging by the looks of it. He doesn't really get it.
"So what does it mean that I'm allergic to shellfish?"
"It means you can't eat it, maybe not even touch it, because it will give you a bad reaction," Qui-Gon says, and reaches in to look. He flicks over the data pad until he gets to the point where the list mentions shellfish.
"A rather bad one as well. Allergy is a hypersensitivity of the body, your immune system deeming something that is in reality perfectly safe a danger to you. If you eat shellfish, your body will think it's been poisoned and act accordingly, which might be very dangerous to you."
Kenobi eyes them, frowning a little.
"There shouldn't be any shellfish on the ship. I might have some in the freezer. I'll have one of the droids check on it," he says. "So the kid should be fine."
"I have a name, you know," Anakin says, with a little frown, and looks at the test. "I don't even know what shellfish is, and now I can't eat it," he mutters, not entirely sure what to do with that information.
"Can I eat actual fish?"
He thinks he ate some on Naboo,
but he ate a lot in Naboo, so he's not sure. "In moderation," Qui-Gon chuckles, ruffling his hair, and hands the data pad he was holding back to Kenobi.
"Thank you for this," he says with a nod, while Anakin holds out his as well. Kenobi nods, accepting the data pads and scratching at his neck.
"Right," he says. "Well, I got work to do," he says. "We'll be arriving at the greenhouse tomorrow around noon, so settle in, I guess." "Should we tend to our own meals, or..." Qui-Gon trails away. "All the food stuff is in cold storage, mixed in with samples, so don't, right now anyway," Kenobi says, and tucks the data pads under his arm. "I'll make us something to eat in an hour or two. Or are you hungry now?" "No, we ate at the temple. I was merely wondering,"
Qui-Gon says, and bows his head a little. We can wait a couple of hours. Good, Kenobi says, and after a moment of hesitation, turns on his heel. Excuse me, he says, and then stomps off again, rattling the metal grating under his boots.
Definitely not like the Jedi, Anakin thinks. The Jedi all walk silently.
Kenobi makes so much noise. I'm not sure that guy likes us much, Master Qui-Gon, Anakin says.
I'm not sure he's used to having people on board his ship,
Qui-Gon says, and sighs, looking after Kenobi.
Try not to take it personally, Annie. He doesn't even know you. If he doesn't like you, that's on him, not you. You have done nothing wrong.
Anakin nods slowly, looking after Kenobi and frowning before looking up at Qui-Gon.
He seems smart, though, he says.
Laboratories and plants and blood tests, that took smarts.
And Kenobi keeps fish. It's all really rich stuff, at least by Tatooine standards. But it's also all well-kept, well-maintained. So Kenobi knows his stuff.
Yes, Qui-Gon quietly agrees.
He was as a young boy, too. Top of his class. The rank he now has, agricultural specialist, it's roughly equivalent to being a knight, I suppose. It means he's not only specialized in certain field of study, but has been tested and proved to be good at it.
Anakin nods slowly, watching Qui-Gon.
So, he says slowly, why didn't he become a Jedi Knight? The guy seems to have the smarts for it, anyway. And he has the Force, too, doesn't he?
Qui-Gon says nothing for a moment, looking at him, and then turning to look at the corridor. It's dotted by lights all over, all of them aimed at the plants all around. And still, it seems like they're in shade somehow. But then, after Tatooine, every place seems like it's in shade. Nothing compares to the light of two suns.
Because I didn't want to train him,
Qui-Gon says finally. Anakin nods slowly at that.
Because he's rude? He asks slowly.
Qui-Gon sighs and shakes his head, closing his eyes.
No, he, like all Jedi initiates his age, was well-mannered. No, there were other reasons, he admits. Complicated reasons.
Meaning, Anakin is either too young or too much of a backwater slave to understand, and it's not really any of his business.
Okay, Master Qui-Gon, Anakin says, and looks down.
Guess it really isn't his business anyway.
Well, I like his ship anyway, so there's that.
Qui-Gon chuckles a little at that and looks at him.
It is a very interesting ship, isn't it?
He muses and looks around.
Shall we have a careful look around? He asks then, a bit conspiratorially.
Now that we're known to be free of deadly allergies, I'm sure Kenobi won't mind if we peek out in the dining hall at least.
The dining hall would have the fish tanks too, since he'd been able to see the dining room through them from the kitchen.
Yeah, Anakin says, excited. Let's go!
Chuckling, Qui-Gon motions for him to go ahead, and quickly Anakin hurries forward, Qui-Gon falling behind him. Whatever would happen, and even if Kenobi didn't like him or want to show him the hydroponics and stuff, at least Anakin got to have a look at his ship.
One day, he thinks, he'll have a ship just like this one. One day.